and something you might have instead, something like a blanket. It's washable, and it's it's thicker than a blanket.
You don't mean a bed cover or something?
No, this is something that you'd. Well, maybe. Is this something that's like a blanket? I don't mean that. What's the difference between a bed cover and a spread?
Well, I could use those terms interchangeably. There'd be a blanket, sheets, blanket, and then a bedspread or something like that. I don't know of any other thing.
You don't. You're not familiar with one of these thicker things?
I don't think so.
Women make. They used to have bees when they made these things.
Oh,
churches
yeah.
Make them sometimes still.
The Afghan knitting set, you mean, that sort of thing?
No, it's something simpler than that. Something that's used on a bed, but it's thicker than a blanket. You think of a blanket as something wool and woven. This is something that's handmade and sometimes stuffed with a
quilt. I guess that's what you mean.
Yeah. Now, how about a bed on the floor, a temporary bed on the floor? You'd fix someone a bed on the floor. You know, you don't have enough beds, and someone's already going to sleep on the couch, and so you're going to fix. You just put down a quilt and then a sheet.
Yeah.
What would you call that? Do you have a name for that?
Can't think of any.
Something goes from, you'd say wall to wall probably, but let's not use that expression. Let's take something out this way. Something goes from here to the building over there. You want to indicate the complete length of the thing. You're going to end up with the word across. It goes what across?
All the way across. Like Lindbergh.
Okay. You would use clean plumb or jam across.
All the way across. No.
How about rich black soil, especially good for growing things? Do you have a name for that?
No.
Or how about a low-lying grassland? In the country. Do you have a name for that? How about this one is the what of despondency?
The pit? Something like that, you know?
No, this is a word, another word. I'm sure you know this word, and I'd like to just hear how you pronounce it, because it varies. You ever read Pilgrim's Progress? It was ninja.
It's been a long time.
Well, I remember he fell into the what? He went into what do you call a place where there are reeds growing and it's watery, a lot of water? The Okefenokee is one of these.
Yeah.
Do you have a name for that kind
of thing? Can't think of it.
Okay. Well, you know the word, use the word, either the word slough or slough. You know either one of these words?
Yeah, I would never use the word slough. I think it's slough, isn't it? I'm not sure though. Slough of despair? Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's maybe despair better than despondency. How about along the lake? If you were, Chicago was built this way. It was built on what kind of land was Chicago?
Marshland.